It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Friday, February 9th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. What the Heck Sports is where we'll begin today. Volleyball was invented on this day in 1895 by W.G. Morgan in Massachusetts. And on the same day, the very first intercollegiate basketball game was played. The Minnesota State School of Agriculture beat the Hamline College Porkers 9-3. 5 years later, this date in 1900, Harvard's Dwight Davis established what's known today as the Davis Cup. And today in 1909, the Brickyard was born, when Carl G. Fisher incorporated the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
One of the fastest guys in the business, but he's taking his time now.
Racy Mae West and Cary Grant starred in She Done Him Wrong, which opened on this date in 1933. The film was banned in Australia and sparked a few protests in the U.S. Never on the big screen, well, the only screen, had it been suggested that women actually enjoyed sex.
Why don't you come up sometime, huh?
Well, I...
Don't be afraid, I won't tell.
But,
Come up, I'll tell your fortune. Ah, you can be had.
Other less exciting things that happened on February 9th include the profile photograph taken of Abe Lincoln in 1864 in Washington. It would later grace the penny and the $5 bill. And daylight savings time was instituted in 1942. It existed previously during World War I as a natural resource-saving measure, one based on the British model. And then there's the British invasion. The Beatles arrived in New York City on Wednesday's date in 1964, but it was on this date that they first appeared on national TV.
Now tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true.
1 year later, this date in 1965, a U.S. Marine Corps Air Defense Missile Battalion was sent to Da Nang, South Vietnam to protect a U.S. air base, making them the first U.S. combat forces to arrive in that country. And it was today in 1969 that a Boeing 747 prototype named the City of Everett made its first flight. It would be almost a year before the jet would enter service with Pan Am.
Here's the story of the family Brady. A mom and dad with all their children grown.
The Bradys debuted on CBS this date in 1990. It lasted 6 episodes. The original series, The Brady Bunch, lasted 71 episodes. And it was today in 1997 that The Simpsons reached a landmark.
And bark. And bark. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
From the 167th episode, the one that made The Simpsons the longest-running animated series, beating out The Flintstones. Birthdays today, future 9th U.S. President William Henry Harrison, 1773, future Cold War Secretary of State Dean Rusk, 1909, and a future news anchor, 1928.
Hello, I'm Roger Mudd.
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
And Joe Pesci was born on this date in 1943 in Newark, New Jersey. Finally, for this 9th day of February, it was today in 1981 that Bill Haley passed away. In 1952, his band The Saddlemen became Bill Haley with Haley's Comets, very much cashing in a pervasive mispronunciation of Halley's Comet. And it so happened that on the 5th anniversary of Haley's passing, Halley's Comet reached its most recent perihelion. We won't see it again till summer of the year 2061. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for business and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.